Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. I was talking to an attorney recently, and he said in the vast majority of cases, these atheist groups do not have a legal leg to stand on. They're really grasping at straws, and yet, boy, they just, you better not offend me with that, you know, that cross on the L.A. County seal.
Well, right. I think that one of the things that Christians absolutely need to know is what their constitutional rights are. And the First Amendment protects the absolute free exercise of religion. And the Supreme Court has ruled that the inclusion of these words does not constitute in any form the establishment of religion by the government. Now, one of the reasons the Supreme Court can say that is there's so many pagan symbols on our currency as well. So part of the challenge is how comfortable are we as Christians with God sharing space on our currency with pagan imagery? See, so there would be a whole nother conversation that you could have. Are the freedom from religion people just as, you know, twisted up, about these installations of pagan idols that are going to be set up? I don't know. It seems like it's like April 18th or 19th. There are going to be these pagan statues set up in order to facilitate the worship of Molech, who, you know, your listeners will. Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to happen in Great Britain. It's going to happen here in the United States in a couple of weeks. And so, are the freedom from religion people just as upset about that as they are about a nativity scene or as they are about, a phrase on the dollar bill? So the truth of the matter is all of that in the United States of America constitutes protected speech. So it's actually your right to be offensive. You have every right to be offensive. And that's where Christians, my hope is, are not made afraid by freedom from religion people, but are able to stand up and stand firm and speak the truth winsomely, knowledgeably, forcefully when necessary, but also recognizing that, ultimately God is God. And ultimately, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And ultimately, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't need to make that happen. That's going to happen by God's own promise and the fulfillment of His own word, His own revealed word. So I don't need to feel compelled to make that happen in every conversation, but I need to be the person who gives that reality a voice.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.